Match days.
Let me see if I got this thing. I got it turned on. Does it sound good? But David had to run. Well, it's always a joy, always counting a privilege to, stand here, brother, behind this pulpit and stuff, our preachers, and share anything from God's Word. It is. I count it such a joy, so thank y'all. If you have your Bible, if you join me in the book of Joshua chapter 1. While you're finding Joshua chapter 1, it's amazing to me. The Lord's blessed me. I've been able to be in the children's ministry. Now, it's hard to believe to me, in the little 40 years that I've been, God has blessed me to work with the children and the kids, with ministry there. And is it not on?
Should be on
now. Oh, okay, good. Thank you, David. But he's used me, I'm so grateful for that, though, how he's used me and stuff on that. But it's amazing to me, this Bible, it's such a living book. It really is. I mean, it to be written as it has been for us, thousands of years and separation of offers, and yet it's new, it's fresh. I've preached many of lessons and sermons out of the book of Joshua. It's just for a children's church pastor, it has so many stories and, so many interesting things that happens in it that I've preached many of lessons. But here about, I guess 2 months ago, I was working up a lesson for Joshua with the kids, and I ran across something in there that I'd never noticed before. It's like I came in, I said, what? Wait. I said, I've taught, I've read through this hundreds of times and stuff, and yet the thought jumped out to me, or reading the verse, just like I thought, man, how have I not seen that or noticed that or been in? And that's just how the Bible is. It's just so new and fresh all the time. And so the title of tonight of this lesson will be The Wall That Would Not Fall. The Wall That Would Not Fall. Okay? And so Joshua chapter 1, let's start in chapter 1, verse 1. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall trod upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So we see a transition happening here, don't we? Moses, that great leader of God's people, he gave us the first, God used him to give us the first five books of the Bible and the Ten Commandments and so many great things. But now then, that servant, his time has ended and he's went up to heaven. And Joshua is now taking Moses' spot as the leader. And so I just want to say that and go to chapter 2. We're going to read here and see the first big obstacle or really not really an obstacle, just the first big chance that they get to let God show them his power is going to happen right in here. But in chapter 2 it says in verse 1, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that they are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the women took the two men and hid them, and said thus, they came men unto me, but I wist not where they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of the flax, which she laid in order upon the roof. And the man pursued after them the way of Jordan into the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the man, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Ammonites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shiog and Og, which you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of for you. For the Lord your God is the God of heaven above and earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sister and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the man answered her, out of our life for yours, if you utter not this business, for it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the tower wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. So this is a lot of reading there, I know, but they've came into they've crossed the River Jordan now, the children of Israel have, and the first thing they face is this big city, Jericho. It's got a big wall around the city, we know of, and so Joshua has sent spies to check the things out about the wall of the city and the doings of it. And so we see they come to the house of Rahab. They tell us about coming to her house, and she hides them on top of her roof of her house. And when they're looking for them, the guards come. She tells them that she don't know where they went, and you better go out the gate and go after them and try to catch them. And so she sets that all up, and then she goes up there and talks to these men and tells them about how she knows that the God that is the true God, how she knows and trusts and has all the confidence, and that she's asking them to deal kindly with her. She's trying to help them. Well, what I saw, verse 15 is what I'll show you here. If we look at verse 15, it says that she lets these guys down by a cord out of her window. And it says that her house, it says that she sets upon the wall. Well, I begin to think about that. Her house is on the wall of this Jericho, a city. And I think we can conclude by that it's not an inner wall. It's not a wall inside a palace, inside the city somewhere. I think we can know by that, but the way it says that she let the line down and she let them off of her window and lets them down off the wall to go and stuff, that she's living on top of that outer wall, the wall that surrounds the city, the wall that's all around the city. Rahab, her house is on top of that wall. And we all know, we've heard about Joshua and all that stuff. They're soon to meet this battle. God has a very unusual battle plan, but he's challenged to follow his plan. His plan is going to be best, and his plan is going to be that they're going to march around this city with all the the children of Israel and the army and the people and the priests and all the people march around this city, and they'll do this for 6 days, just marching around one time each time around the city. Then they're going to go back to their camp. And then finally the seventh day will come, and they're going to march around the walls of that city seven times. They follow God's instructions. And then he said that seventh time, these priests or the people are going to blow these trumpets. When the trumpets blow, everybody's to shout. And when they shout, the walls then are going to come down, he says. The wall and the people are going to come up. Well, I've always preached about those walls coming down. The walls of Jericho and about all those walls tumbling down. And I've preached many messages about those walls, about following God's plan, okay? But again, look at this. Rahab, her house is sitting right on top of that wall. It's on that wall. It's on the wall that I've always taught, that came tumbling down. And she's told, she's asked for a true sign to, protect my people. And these guys, they tell them, hey, go get your father, go get your mother, go get your sister, get your brothers, and everybody get under your roof. If they get under your roof with you in your house, if they're in your house, then their blood will be on us. Now we'll petition our God, and we'll petition with Joshua. They're going to be in the if they're in your house. But if they go out of the house, if they go in the streets, he says, and if they go into the streets, then the blood is not on us, okay? So she let them down. She puts that cord. But here's something that my mind, I'm a big imagination mind. I guess being true, I always had that mind. I try to picture things. I could just see Rahab gathering all of her brothers and sisters and everybody into the house, and these people marching around the cities, around the wall. They're walking around each day and they're seeing everything taking place here. And then finally it gets to that seventh day. The trumpets begin to blow, and I can just see a bunch of those people saying, "Rahab, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here." You know, trumpets are sounding, the people are marching around, and things are beginning. Hey, I think I feel things rumbling. I can see those people in that house saying, "Rahab, we got to go. We got to get out of here," you know. And I can just see Rahab standing firm, standing true, saying, no, we've got to, this wall will not fall. I can just hear her saying, "This wall is not going to fall. I've got a promise from the people saying, I trust this God, and I trust the drill, and I've got a promise that we're going to be protected. This wall won't fall." Well, those trumpets sound, and all around them, the wall all around them begins to fall. It falls. I mean, it comes crashing. All of the walls all around are crashing down. And I can still see those saying, "We got to get out of here. You know, we got to get out of this house. But you see, Rahab, "No, we can't leave. We got to stay." And you know, I think about today, I watch the news, we watch our news, I think about our country, I think about things going on, and a lot of times it seems like we be saying, "We got to get out of here. Things are nuts. Things are wacko. You know, things are absolutely crazy. We got to get out of here." But Rahab is standing there saying, no, we got to stay. We got to stay right in this, right where we've told to stay. And sure enough, let's see, it's Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. "So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that were in the city, both men and women, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, 'Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as she sware unto her.' And the young man, they were spies, went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren, all that she had, and they brought them out, all of her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel." You know, we live in West Texas. Some of you, we've grown a lot of years. We've seen pictures of tornadoes and destruction of things. I know I have. We've seen many pictures with blocks and city blocks laid out, destroyed, haven't we? And remember those, amongst all the destruction, there's one house, not even touched. Windows aren't blown out. Building totally intact. You know, we've seen that just through God's nature, like these tornadoes and stuff. Here's the providential hand of God saying, "This wall, where this house is setting, is not going to fall. It's not coming down." And I believe that's when I look today and I look about America and I look about things, I have to say, "God, you're in control. I'm going to trust you, and this wall is not going to fall. It won't fall because of God, you know, because that's what, like I say, after many, I never thought about that. I never thought about where that house was, where Rahab was, that she was actually situated right in the literally what would be considered the most dangerous spot to be. Absolutely the most dangerous spot to be, she's right there. That's why, you know, Nisha over there in Ukraine and my bride, he's in Heartland and he's preaching and his heart, he don't know, missions is on his mind too. I don't know what he's going to wind up doing. I don't know if he's going to wind up overseas somewhere or some midst of something. But I can know this, if he's in God's will, he can be in the middle of the most dangerous looking place and be as safe as he could ever be, as safe as anybody could be. Because that, like Rahab said, she said, "Hey, everything we have depends on, are we trusting on this God?" And everybody else was, I'm sure, ready to give up on it. So I think we need to learn from that. We need to be a light in this world, don't we? If For our families, we need to shine. We need to hold true and say, hey, this is not changing. And what it says is true, you know. And where everything else may fall all around us, but this is not going to fall. And we can trust and count on that.
That's good. Man, I needed that. And I read that like you dozens of times, and I never give it thought that's exactly right. That's good stuff. All right, guys, we had a good night. Hope you have a good remainder of the week. Pray for those that have been mentioned. Cool. Look forward to seeing you back here on Sunday, and bring somebody with you, okay? I noticed Judge is back here. We're glad to see you, buddy. So glad you're here. And let's go ahead and stand and be dismissed in a word of prayer. All right.